It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Jace Draper. He is with the Carbon High chapter of the FFA. We're going to talk a little bit about a great event they've got coming up. It's called Family Food Night. And Jace, thanks for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
So let's talk a little bit about what FFA first is first. We'll start off there and kind of let people know what they do and what kind of activities and things that it involves.
Yeah, so FFA is the largest youth organization in the United States. It was formerly known as Future Farmers of America, but we kind of took out that acronym in order to make it more inclusive for everybody. So if you want to like go into flowers or whatever, we really just strive to make everybody feel welcome. We have business and everything in between. So Carbon High's FFA chapter is, sorry if I don't know this, I think it's 11 years old now. So we're an extremely young chapter versus Emory, whose is very long-standing, and so we're trying to make our name for ourselves, and this far it's become really a name to be reckoned with, and we want to inform everybody on it.
So you are coming up with this Friday, the 8th, you're going to have a family food night. It's going to be at the high school room, A16, and let's talk a little bit about that. Tell people what it all will entail and some of the events and things that you're going to have that are going to be part of that.
Okay, so family food night, like you said, is on November 8th at 6 p.m., We're going to start with everybody in a general session, and that's going to cover our basic health facts, some community facts, and then we're going to dive into some breakout sessions, and you get to pick two of our five breakout sessions, and those are sustainable landscapes, making your landscape work for you and the environment, gardening, maximizing your harvest, tips on planning, planting, and harvesting, preserving the harvest, demonstrations on canning, pickling, and preserving. And that's brought to you by Christine Jensen, the Food Extension Agent of Emory County, who's also a master canner. Food labeling, what to know about GMOs, gluten, and added hormones. And backyard chickens, raising chickens as a hobby, safety net, and small business.
And it seems like a lot of people are doing that now, raising chickens, now that a lot of the handcuffs in the cities have been kind of taken off. And it seems like that's the safe one that everybody goes towards. So that should be very informative.
Yeah, each one kind of is geared to different people and how they want to learn. So you get to kind of steer your own education on that night.
Okay.
And we also have a daycare system. So if you have a young kid that won't want to sit and listen about how to pickle your beets, they can go in and learn about vet sci or where your food comes from in a fun educational way for them. And their parents can still get the best learning experience. And then everybody gets to meet up after for a healthy dinner.
And the dinner is, it's $5 a plate or person, right?
Yes.
And all of this is going to kick off this Friday at 6 o'clock at the high school.
Yeah, and then one last thing is we also have an exhibitors hall for anybody to join or come and watch. And it's to look at food innovations and how to reduce food waste. And so there's three different ways, which is directly, and that's maybe not seasoning your meat and having it generic and then seasoning it just for what you need. There's indirectly, and that's turning something into a different product, such as lavender into lavender soap. Or you can do a research project involving food. And there is a prize to be given at the end.
And so you're still taking exhibitors for that if they're interested, correct?
Yes.
And they would need to get in touch with you.
Yeah.
And your phone number is?
435-820-7986.
Okay, I guess the one question, we talked a little bit about it off the air. I guess the one question that I would ask is, you know, what made you come up with this idea and think about this and decide to do something like this for the community?
Everybody's had that question is like, what's for dinner? And it's usually a really stressful question. And we wanted to help people not only make that an easier process, but also inform people on some of the misconceptions that food really has on people. And it's not only like food waste, but it's how unhealthy we can make our choices where it doesn't seem so big. And, you know, being an agricultural club, that was something really important to us. And so we started last year and we learned a lot, not only from what people want to hear, but from how they perceive it. And we've really changed it this year to kind of offset those problems.
Okay. So one last time, it is the Family Food Night put on by the Carbon High chapter of the FFA. It is going to be this Friday at 6 o'clock in the high school in room A16. If you want dinner, it's $5. They'll have daycare to take care of the kiddos while you go learn about different things. They'll have an exhibitor show. And you guys are asking people to RSVP, correct?
Yeah, just so we can have enough to cook. But if it's the last day and you still want to come, we've already made those arrangements.
Okay, so if they want to RSVP, give them the number one more time, Jace.
435-820-7986.
All right, Jace, thanks for coming in and talking to us about this, and good luck with your event. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, now for more information on this and other KOALITV.com interviews, make sure you check out our webpage, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM.